Why did you decide to help in this organisation?
Well, I've always loved travelling. And once I was on holiday in South America and I met an amazing girl who couldn't see. She was on holiday with her parents and cousins and they helped her to swim in the sea. It made her very happy because she couldn't swim on her own. I decided I wanted to help people to have a good holiday.
And what holidays do you offer?
Oh, we've got something for everybody, from city breaks and beach holidays to activity camps. On our activity camps, we offer sailing, hiking and cycling. We've got special bikes with two seats. They're popular with kids who can't go cycling at home because they don't have the right bikes.
It must be difficult to travel to a place when you have problems with your sight.
It can be. We plan the journey carefully so that people feel safe. But we also want it to be exciting. The journey is as important as the holiday.
Is it easy to find accommodation?
Not always. Some hotels don't understand the difficulties our travellers have.
What do you mean?
Well, it depends, but, for example, a blind person can't read a menu. Eating can be very frustrating too. Also, he or she can't read the number on their key or the door to the room. Hotels have to understand that.
What are the most popular holidays?
Both winter and summer holidays are popular, but I think our summer activity camps are the most popular because we offer sailing. Everybody loves the sun on their face and the fresh air. It's a very exciting experience.